我们感谢主，在五十三章的里头，神指着他的儿子向人宣告他儿子的路程。
We thank the Lord in chapter 53, he pointed at his son and to proclaim to man the way of his son.
这一个路程，我们从开头一直看到末了，我们好像都是看见是一条十字架的路。
And this way from the beginning to the end, it let us see this is a path to the cross.
是一条满了苦难的路。
And this is a path full of affliction.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们一直看到路的尽头的时候。
When we look at the end of this path.
那是一个荣耀的结局。
Which is a glorious ending.
我们的主用着他自己承担了世人所有的罪孽所带来的结局。
Our Lord bore on himself all the results of man's iniquities.
然后他就在父的手中接过极高极荣耀的权柄能力智慧丰富。
And then he received from the Father the highest and glorious abundance and authority and power and wisdom.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为他走过了五十三章这一段的路程。
And because he has traveled this journey through chapter 53.
不但是他自己走过难处而进入荣耀。
Not only was he himself walked past this difficulties into glory.
紧接着我们看到54、55，甚至到了56，我们仍然很清楚地看到他所做成的在人的中间也敞开一条宽广的路。
And immediately in chapter 54, 55, even to 56, we can see that he has opened up this wide way for men.
如果我们弟兄姊妹们是用 NIV 或者是就是那个中英对照的那本圣经的版本的圣经的话。
If brothers and sisters are using the Chinese English dictionary with the Chinese English Bible with the NIV version,
你一定会发觉以赛亚书里面相当的部分是诗歌的题材的。
And you will discover that a major part of the book of Isaiah is in the form of poetry.
那现在来到54章的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你很清楚地看到一个非常荣耀的诗歌给唱出来了。
And in chapter 54, brothers and sisters, you can see there's a glorious hymn to be sung.
如果我们没有摸到那个诗歌里头的那个属灵的内容。
But if we haven't touched upon the context of this hymn,
我们光是看那个诗歌的字句。
And we only look at the words or the letters of this hymn.
你都已经看到一个荣耀的事实在那里。
Then you will still see this glorious fact.
如果你 还看到里面去把它里面所隐藏在里头的那个荣耀丰富神的心意都能点得出来的话。
But if you look even deeper into it, you will see God's heart and his abundance and glory.
那你看到那一个荣耀的丰富就更是不得了了。
And you will see how great this glorious abundance is.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意54章。
And this is take note of chapter 54.
你必须记得那是神的儿子在地上的路程走完了以后所引进来的一个开始。
And you have to remember, this is the beginning that's brought forth by the Son of God after he has completed his journey on earth.
如果我们没有抓牢53章，你读54章，我不敢说你读，没有读出东西来，但是你不会读得那么深入和那样的丰富的。
And if you don't have a good grasp of chapter 53, I would not say that you cannot get anything out of chapter 54, but you may not get to the deep meaning in the chapter.
因为从54章开始， 透过那个诗歌的题材，却是把神那个荣耀的祭火很浓熟的放在这两三章的圣经里。
Because beginning from chapter 54, in a form of poetry, God has manifested His glorious plan.
弟兄姊妹，你先来注意，五十四章一开始。
And this is the first take note in the beginning of chapter 54.
他说你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱。
It says, sing, O barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song.
你这未曾经过惨难的要发声歌唱扬声欢呼。因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。这是耶和华说的。
Shout for joy, you who never were in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不是留意到它是诗歌，
And brothers and sisters, if we do not know this is a poetry or hymn,
我们就绝对就摸不到头脑的，怎么啪的一下跑出一个不怀孕不生产的不生养的这样的一个一些人来。
Then we will be confused and thought that how come all of a sudden there would be these words talking about a barren woman who've never bore a child.
但你看到现在圣灵是用的那个诗歌来发表一个属灵的事实的时候。
But now if you see that this is the Holy Spirit using the form of a poetry,
你就非常清楚地看见他这里所发表的不是一般的那个眼见的那种光景。
Then you will see what's manifested here or expressed here is not something that's ordinary that we can see.
乃是在那里发表一个很荣耀的属灵的事实。
But it is here to manifest a very glorious spiritual fact.
我们首先先解决什么叫做不怀孕不生养。
First, that we have to look at what it means by barren and never bore a child.
如果你从字面来看的话，那简单得很。
If you just look at the letters, it's very simple.
就是这里有些妇人，她没有办法，她没有生育的能力。
Now there are some women here, they do not have the ability to bear children.
像撒拉一样。
Just like Sarah.
但弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
我们不是看那个字面的那个表达。
We're not looking at the expressions of the letters of the word.
我们要看圣灵用着这些字面要表达一些什么事情。
We have to look at what the Holy Spirit is trying to express through these letters.
因为我们一直看下去，我们就知道他是指着以色列这个民族来说话的。
Because if we continue to read on, we know that the Holy Spirit is talking about Israel, this tribe.
指着谁不怀孕，谁不生养呢？
And who is the barren person who could not bear a child?
不是指着某一些人。
It's not pointing at some people.
乃是指着整个的以色列民族。
But it's talking about the entire Israel.
那是指着这个以色列的民族说他们什么呢？
So what is it about this Israel?
从字面来说，就他们不能生养，他们不能怀孕。
From the surface of the words, it talks about how they cannot bear children, they're barren.
我们就注意了。
And then let's take note.
特别在旧约的日子。
Especially in the days of the Old Testament.
在神的百姓当中。
Among God's people.
他们有一个观念。
And they have this concept.
如果我是一个妇女。
If I am a woman.
我不能生育。
And I cannot bear children.
别人是这样看我。我自己也是这样看自己。
And people would look at me this way, and I would look at myself this way.
我是没有给神纪念的。
That I'm not remembered by God.
所以我不能生育。
So that's why I cannot bear a child.
那这个在旧约的日子，特别在以色列民的当中，就是有这样的一种想法。
And this is in the Old Testament time, especially among the Israelites, there's such a concept.
弟兄姊妹记得是哈拿吗？还是谁？
And verses you remember is either Hannah or someone else.
当她怀了孕以后，
After she was pregnant,
她在神面前祷告说，
And she prayed before God.
神啊，你除掉了我的羞辱。
That God, you have taken away my disgrace.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
那因此我们留意到这一个。
So now we take note of this.
说到他们不能带出后代。
It talks about how they cannot bring forth descendants.
乃是说出他们被神不被神纪念。
Which is to say they are not remembered by God.
或者说的更透彻一点，就是说他们给神放弃了。
Or to make it more clear, it is to say they are forsaken by God.
神把他们丢弃了。
So God has forsaken them.
神不管他们。
That God will not pay attention to them.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在五十四章一开始。
In the beginning of chapter 54,
什么别的话都没有说。
There are no other words.
就是说这件事。
But it only talks about this.
没有怀孕的。
O barren woman.
没有生养的。
You who never bore a child.
要歌唱。
Burst into song.
你说我怎么能歌唱、啊、
？And you would say, how could I burst
into song? 如果我一直还是带着蒙羞的那种光景，我怎么可以歌唱
？If I'm continuing in this disgrace, how can I burst into song?
我歌唱什么
？What can I sing about?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
是谁要他歌唱
？Who is the one who caused this person to burst into song?
以上又说到，你们要。没有经过惨难的是当同说到同样的一个事情。
And then it talks about you who were never
in labor. 没有发声歌唱。
And shout for joy.
扬声欢呼。
And burst into song.
说因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。
Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
But sisters, take note.
这里面是，那从外面来说是包括的很广的那个情况。
And outwardly, it includes a large area.
啊，你这个没有经过惨难的。
And those who've never labored.
当然也是同样说出啊、不能带出生命的。
And also it talks about cannot bring forth life.
生命枯干的。
This is a life that is dry.
生命是完全没有那个活的气势的。
And there's no life in this life.
那现在呢
？How about now?
他们能带出生命来。
Now they can bring forth life.
并且不因着外面的环境而让他们定规了不能带出生命。
And not because of the external environment that determines they cannot bring forth life.
因为从外面的环境在人的眼睛看来这些人他们没有丈夫。
Because from the external environment, these people, they do not have their husbands.
是怎么样没有丈夫呢
？And how is it they don't have husbands？
那当然，你要从字面去看，那原因很多了。
Of course, if you only look at the letters of the word, there are many reasons.
丈夫死掉了是一个原因。
One reason could be the husbands die.
给丈夫离弃了是一个原因。
Or the husbands have left them.
或者说那个丈夫根本是衰弱到一个地步，如同没有。也是一种原因。
Or could be the husband is so sick is as if they don't have a husband.
但是我们不管这些外面的事物。
But we would not pay attention to these.
我们所留意的，神说这个，在这里说这一个话，神的目的在哪里
？What we need to pay attention to is what's the purpose of God speaking of these words.
那我们看到神描写这些人的时候
，When we see how God describes these people，
非常突出的就是说。不能带出生命。
And very especially, he mentions that these are the people who cannot bring forth life.
或者是生命枯干的。
Or the lives have dried up.
但是呢，现在你不要再看这一个外面的光景。
But now, no longer look at the external environment.
啊，你要看见，你那个不能带出生命的那个事实。已经停止了。
You have to see that this fact that you cannot bring forth life has ended.
不单是停止了。
Not only does it end.
并且翻过来，你要带出丰盛的生命。
But on the other hand, you can bring forth abundant life.
这就是说，没有丈夫的比儿女更比有丈夫的儿女更多的那个意思。
That which is the meaning that says because more of the children are the ones.Who are desolate than those who have husbands.
刚才我特别说，如果我们没有抓了五十三章，你读过五十四章，你是莫名其妙的。
And I mentioned earlier saying that if you do not have a good understanding of chapter 53, you'll be confused when you read chapter 54.
但当我们一抓到了五十三章的那一个主要的宣告。
But if we grab hold of the proclamation in chapter 53,
我们立刻就看到了。
Then immediately we'll see.
是因着神的儿子完成了神那个救赎的安排，因此生命就重新在人的中间给发现了。
And we can see that it is the Son of God who fulfilled the plan of redemption, then there will be life once again coming forth for men.
发生到一个什么地步呢?
And to what degree?
不是只是叫人感觉稀奇。
It's not just to cause people to wonder.
而是让承受恩典的人,他们是毫无保留的在那里,扬声欢呼。
But it's for those who have received grace to burst into song and shout for joy.
歌唱。
And to sing songs.
歌唱什么呢?
And what do they sing?
歌唱生命的重新恢复。
And to sing of the restoration or the renewal of life.
不单是生命在那里重新得着恢复。
Not only is the life renewed.
并且在生命也带进神的那个丰足在他们中间。
And also this life brings forth God's abundance among them.
所以接下去你就看到了。
So it continues on.
当然这里边在旧约的日子里头我们很清楚地看见他是站在旧约律法的这个基础上面来说这样的话。
But of course we can say these words are spoken based on the laws in the Old Testament time.
因为这里带来的那个祝福你可以说都是属地的祝福。
But because the blessings it brings forth, you can say these are the blessings on earth.
比方说等扩张你帐幕之地啊张大你居所的幔子。
For example, it says, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide.
不要限制。
Do not hold back.
放长你的绳子坚固你的圈子。
Lengthen your cords, strengthen your sticks.
你还是向左向右来开展。
And you will spread out to the right and to the left.
那结果是什么?
So what is the result?
你必得多国为业。
That you, your descendants will possess nations.
又是荒凉的城邑有人居住。
And then settle in the desolate cities.
弟兄姊妹们你留意到神在这里说到这一些的话是回应他当年应许给亚伯兰的内容。
And verses you can see the content of these words is in response to the promise God gave to Abram.
而我们知道希伯来人啊，就是以色列人是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And we know that the Hebrews or the Israelites, they are the descendants of Abraham.
不单是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Not only are they the descendants of Abraham,
并且是承受亚伯拉罕所接受的应许的那些后裔。
But also they are the descendants who will receive the promise that Abraham had.
所以神当日跟亚伯拉罕所说的那些应许的内容全都要成全在以色列人的身上。
So the content of God's promise to Abraham, they will be fulfilled in his descendants.
那所以才带出这样的一个宣告。
So that's why it brings forth this proclamation.
而整个的宣告呢，乃是根据神的儿子在五十三章的那个完整的经历。
And this proclamation is based on the complete experience of the Son of God in chapter 53.
如果我们用简单的话来说，就是一面是恢复生命的蓬勃。
And to put it simply, it's on one hand is to renew the abundance of life.
另一面是接受属地的丰富。
On the other hand is to receive blessings on earth.
那因此接下来他就告诉以色列人特别是犹大。
So that's why it continues on to tell the Israelites, especially Judah.
不要怕啊。
Do not be afraid.
你不会再蒙羞的了。
You will not suffer shame anymore.
你也不会再受羞辱的了。
Do not fear disgrace.
虽然你经过许许多多的羞辱。
Even though you have experienced much humiliation.
但是现在不会再发生这些事情了。
But these will no longer happen.
因为神把你重新收纳过来。
Because God once again will receive you.
所以你看到因为造你的是你的丈夫万军之耶和华是他的名救赎你的是以色列的圣者。
Therefore it says for your maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty is his name, the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer.
那如果我们光是看第五节的这一段话。
If we only look at the words in verse 5.
然后我们就看到神把以色列重新的收纳过来。
Then we will see that God has accepted Israel once more.
那怎么收纳呢？
How does he accept them?
如果我们只是看到这里，
If we only stop here,
我们感觉以色列的收纳顶多嘛，那也就是回到大卫跟所罗门的日子。
Then we'll see the acceptance of Israel, the most it will get to is the condition of David and Solomon.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你看，你发觉有一个非常非常跟过去不一样的地方。
But brothers and sisters, you will see something that is very different from before.
诗人这里也特别提到耶和华是以色列的圣者。
Even though here it does make special mention about the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer.
他的名叫做耶和华。
That he is called Lord Almighty.
但是神在他儿子走过五十三章的那一段路程以后。
But after the Son of God has walked the path of the experience in chapter 53,
你留意啊，有一个很特别的事实在这里带出来了。
That's one very special fact that is brought forth.
就是第五节最末后的那一句话。
Which is the last sentence in verse 5.
他必称为全地的神。
He is called the God of all the earth.
啊，他不再是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
He's no longer the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那当然，他继续是。
Of course, he continues to be.
但是他这个神和人的关系的那个范围，并不给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各来范围了。
But the relationship between God and man is not just limited to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
而是扩充到一个地步。他成了全地的神。
But it expands to a point that he is the God of all the earth.
好，我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
那当我们看到这样的一个事实，
So after we see this fact,
你就非常有把握的知道。
Then you will be assured to know.
因为我们活在新约的日子。
Because we're living in the New Testament time.
神把他心里面要做的事情向我们解开了很多。
That God has explained to open up much of what's in his heart.
当我们读到这样的一些事实的时候，
And when we read of these things,
我们非常有把握地说到，
And very surely we can say,
神是站在国度的这一个位置上面来向人说话。
God is standing on the ground of the kingdom to speak to men.
所以才有以色列不再有羞辱。
So that's why it says that Israel will no longer have disgrace.
所以以色列可以重新被神来用作释放生命。
That Israel can be used by God once more to release life.
所以神在那一个日子是给称为全地的神。
So in those days, God can be called the God of all the earth.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们一直从四十章开始读下来的时候，
Brothers, when we read from chapter 40 and on,
我们一再在那里强调一件事。
And time and again, we have made mention of
this. 从四十章开始，一直到末了六十六章。
From chapter 40 to chapter 66,
神是围绕着要叫他的百姓受安慰这一个事实，来从各方面向他的百姓说话。
And God surrounding the point of having his people comforted to speak to them.
那因为是这样的一种光景。
And because of this
condition, 所以神上人说话的那个内容就牵连到神的永远的旨意。
So the content of God's words has to do with God's eternal will.
神在这里显明到了那一个日子，他是给称为全地的神。
So God says that on that day he will be called the God of all the earth.
那这一位全地的神和他的百姓的关系是怎么样呢？
So what is the relationship of this God of all the earth with his people?
神说我曾经把你们放弃。
The God said that I have forsaken you once.
但是那个放弃是短暂的。
But this forsakenness is only for a moment.
而如今我已经做了许许多多的事。
Now I have accomplished much work.
解决了你们和我中间的难处。
And to resolve the problems between you and I.
现在我可以把你们重新收拿过来。
So now I can once again accept you.
那收拿过来就以后又怎么样呢
？So what will happen after I accept you?
会不会又再来一次，又把我你们啊、把我们再放弃呢
？And would it be once again that you would forsake us?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
弟兄姊妹，你就看这五十三章的那一个功用了。
And then, brothers and sisters, you can see the function of chapter 53.
因为五十三章所说到的神儿子的所作。
Because what's mentioned in chapter 53, what the Son of God did.
让神可以在那里很公开的宣告一件事情。
Which allows God to proclaim one thing very openly.
我不会再把你们放弃。
That I would no longer abandon you.
我相反的要用永远的爱来连续你。
On the contrary, I will use my everlasting love to love you.
哦，这个永远的爱，弟兄姊妹们，你慢慢去体会它了。
And brothers and sisters, this everlasting love, you need to understand it slowly.
当然说到永远的爱，好像是重在那个时间的这一方面。
And when we talk about everlasting love, it seems like we are emphasizing on time.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们不从时间这个点来切入的话
And if we do not just stop at the, on the time,
你从这个爱来去留意
And you look at it from love, this angle.
这个爱从哪里来呢？
Where does this love come from?
那个爱的源头在哪里呢
And what is the source of this love?
在神哪里
It's in God.
这是神的爱
This is God's love.
就是我们撇开那个永远这一个领会
Or if we put aside this understanding of everlasting,
你看这个爱的性质和它的源头
And if you look at the nature and the source of this love,
你也看到这一件事情是真的是不得了的事。
And we can see that this matter is indeed very great.
那这个不得了的事是跟是什么来呢
？So what is this based on?
五十三章。
It's in chapter 53.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们看到在新约的时候，圣灵感动使徒们说了许多的话。
And we see that in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has touched the apostles to speak of many words.
让我们很深刻的领会到神在这里说到他爱我们的那个爱是怎么一回事
so that we could have a deep understanding to understand when God said that he loves us what kind of love it is
那书信上面说到我们原来不知道什么叫做爱
in the epistles it says that we do not know what love is
但是你看到神的儿子这样的为罪人死你就知道什么叫做爱
But when we see how the Son of God died for sinners then we know what love is
爱不是只是一个情感的发表
Love is not just an expression of emotion
爱是有一个非常实际的行动在那里
And love has a very practical action
把不该爱的不配爱的不能爱的全都包括在里边
And it includes all those who do not, are notlovable, they do not deserve to be loved, or they do not know love, it includes all of them.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
我们看看我们人和人中间的关系。
If you look at human relationship,
我们已经看到了。
Then we can already see.
你对一个人很有意见的话，你很难爱他。
If you are not happy with someone, it's hard for you to love him.
那人看人尚且是如此。
And it is even like this in human.
那神看人呢
Then what about God looking at men?
那如果神看人的话
If for God to look at men,
那个给看的人不管是哪一个
The person who is being looked at, no
one, 在神的眼中真的是差得太远
In God's eyes, he is really, really bad.
你叫神怎么去爱呢
And how could God love him?
但是感谢我们的主
But we thank our Lord.
他就是把不可爱的人都接过来。
He was able to accept those who are not lovable.
他把那个不配爱的人也接过来。
He also accepts those who do not deserve to be loved.
甚至是不能爱的人，他 他都接过来。
And also accept those who cannot love.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
这是什么回事？
And what is this?
五十三章。
Chapter 53.
主所做的。
What our Lord has done.
把我们这些根本不配爱、不能爱的人，转过来成为神所爱。
So, and he turns us around, those who are not lovable and who cannot love.
然后神就说，这一个爱没有时间限制的。
And then God said that this love is not limited by time.
是永远的。
It's everlasting.
你能数算什么叫做永远？
If you can tell what everlasting is,
你就能知道这个爱的深度。
Then you will know the depth of this love.
但是谁能数算永远呢？
But who can...Count eternal, eternity.
弟兄姊妹，你没办法数算永远的。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot count eternity.
因为任何能数算出来的都不叫做永远。
Because anything that you can that can be counted is not everlasting.
只有那个你怎么数算来数算去，前面还有一大节。
Only that when however you count it, and there's still some more.
这个就是永远。
Then that is eternity.
你以为已经很够了。
And you feel that it's already enough.
哎呀，我已经数算到几十亿光年了。
And I've count many, many light years.
但是永远还在前头。
But eternity is still ahead.
这一个是没有尽头的。
There's no end to it.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
但是着他儿子所做成的那一个，他把我们放在这样的一个位置里边，永远的蒙爱。
And through what his son has done, he has placed us into this position that we can receive love everlasting.
说到这一点的时候，神很严肃地说，这是耶和华，你的救赎主说的。
And when God mentions about this point, very solemnly he declares, says the Lord your Redeemer.
如果对神来说，
if it's for God,
神这样说了也就够了。
It is enough for him to say this.
不需要再加添什么话了。
And he does not need to add any more words.
但稀奇得很。
But,Amazingly,
神知道人心里面很不能完全接受神的话。
And God knows that in man's heart, we cannot completely accept His words.
他就再宣告一件事。
And He proclaimed of another matter.
什么事呢？
And what is this matter?
挪亚的事。
It's about Noah.
他神就说，像挪亚跟洪水的那件事情。
It's in the days of Noah about the flood.
我怎样起誓使挪亚不再遇见洪水？
How I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the world.
我也同样的，不会再让你们再碰到我的愤怒。
So now, in the same token, that you would not encounter my anger anymore.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
按照神说，我也永远的爱你。
According to God's words, He says, I will love you with everlasting love.
我们已经是非常稳妥了。
Then we are in a very secure position.
但神再说到他跟挪亚立约的那一件事。
But God once more mentioned the covenant established with Noah.
就给人有一个更好的历史的印证在那里。
Then he have given man a very good confirmation of history.
从挪亚的日子到以赛亚。写下这些文字的时候，
From the days of Noah to the time when Isaiah recorded all these words,
几千年过去了，
is 7,000 years have passed.
到了我们今天，
and until today,
要加上两千多年了，
and there will be 2,000 years more.
快三千年了，
2,000 to 3,000 years more.
我们感谢我们的神，
we thank our God.
他在历史上所做过那一个保证，
that he has this assurance.In history,
没有在那么长久的地上边再发生。
And that it has never happened again on earth.
为什么不发生？
And why has it not happened?
因为神有一个约在那里。
Because there is a covenant with God.
让神不能再做那件事情。
That God cannot do this anymore.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
当神说完了这些话的时候，
After God has spoken these words,
然后他就说了几句话是我们比较熟悉的。
Then he has spoken some other words that we are more familiar with.
大山可以挪开，
Though the mountains be shaken,
小山可以迁移，
And the hills be removed.
但神的慈爱必不离开我们。
Yet God's unfailing love for us will not be shaken.
但我的慈爱 必不离开你。
Yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken.
我平安的约也不迁移。
Nor my covenant of peace be removed.
谁说的？
And who said that?
他说这是怜恤你的耶和华说的。
Says the Lord who has compassion on you.
不单是这样。
Not only is it like this.
那我们往下看的时候。
If we continue to read on.
神不单是给他们有保证。
Not only did God give them a guarantee.
神并且在他们身上做一些事情。
God also performed something on them.
来让他们看见神所做的，他们就没有任何的条件或者是机会去再被重担。
So that when they see what God does, they would no longer be able to carry a heavy burden.
那弟兄姊妹留意底下的那十一节底下的那一段。
And brothers, take note of what follows verse 11.
神在那里说他用彩色来安置他们。
And God said that he will build them with stones of turquoise.
用蓝宝石来立定他们的根基。
Foundations with sapphires.
又用红宝石造他们的女墙。
And will make your battlements of rubies.
用红玉来做他们的城门。
And the gates of sparkling jewels.
用宝石来造你四围的边界。
And all your walls of precious stones.
那底下我不说了。
And then we will not continue.
那我特别是提着这几样。
I will especially make mention.
如果你用眼见的那个事物去看。
If you are looking at this from what's visible,
你看到这里有一栋建筑。
You can see there's a building here.
这个建筑哦，太漂亮了。
And this building is very beautiful.
因为整个都是满了彩色的。
Because this building is very colorful.
不单是满了彩色的。
And not only is it colorful.
而且建筑这一个房子或者是建筑这个城所用的材料全都是宝石。
And also the material that's used to build this building or this city are precious stones.
各种不同颜色的宝石。
And the precious stones of different colors.
如果我们光是从字面上面去看。
And if we only look at the letters of the word.
我们是看见物质的美丽。
We can all see the material beauty.
但是刚才我特别说了。
But I mentioned earlier.
神在这里用诗歌的题材来表达这一些。
The God used the form of poetry to express all these.
你晓得，那里面的字句就不限于字句所表达的意义。
Then you will know that the words here are not limited by the expression of the letters of the
word. 特别我们要是看到，在是神手里头所做的工。
Especially when to see the work in God's hand.
那神手里头做工有什么特点呢？
So what is it so special about the works in God's hand?
那我们常常没有抓得很紧这一个点。
And very often we do not have a good grasp of this point.
我们以为我们平常怎样做工，神也就怎样做工嘛。
And we thought that it's however we work, it is the same the way God works.
我们忘了一个很基本的事实。
And we forget about one very basic fact.
我们是物质。
That we are of material.
我们的神是灵。
But our God is the spirit.
我们做来做去都是做在物质里头的东西。
And however we work, it's limited in material.
所以你眼睛看到是什么就是什么。
And so whatever you see, it is the way it is.
你手触摸到是什么呢就是什么。
Whatever your hands can touch, it is like that.
但是神是灵。
But God is spirit.
他所做的就不再是不是做在物质的这个方面。
What he does is not in a material base.
他怎么是灵？他所做的都是带着灵的事实在那里。
And because he's spirit, so whatever he does brings forth spiritual
fact. 那因此弟兄姊妹们，我们很容易就领会了这一个。
So my sisters, we can easily understand this.
我们晓得。
And we know this.
这里神说到他所造的那一切都是宝石。
And God mentions that all that he did was precious stones.
那什么是宝石呢？
So what are precious stones?
如果我们领会什么是宝石的话，
If we understand what precious stones are,
那我们也就可以知道这里神要表达的是什么意思。
Then we will understand what God is trying to express here.
我记得 我还在中学念书的时候。
And I remember when I was still in high school.
我们的化学老师啊，就给我们讲一些故事。
Our chemistry teacher told us some stories.
当然那个时候是跟日本人打仗的时候，我们都在中国内地。
And at that time, we were in mainland China when there's a war going on with the Japanese.
那个时候是没有什么宝石可以看得到。
And there were no precious stones for us to see.
但是我们的那个化学老师就在那里讲故事了。
But our chemistry teacher, he told us a story.
他说啊，你们都没有见过钻石。
And he said that you have never seen a diamond.
当然我们真的是没有条件见看到钻石的，打仗的时候钻什么石呢？
And of course we did not have any, we did not have any qualification to see any diamonds. It was during the wartime.
但是我们的老师呢，他说那你们不必伤心。
But our teacher, he told us, don't be sad.
我拿个钻石给你们看。
I'll show you a diamond.
他就在口袋里摸了一些个东西出来。
So he took something out of his pocket.
他说嘛，这就是钻石。
And then he showed to us and said,
他给我们看的是什么呢？
And what did he show us?
是木炭。
It's a coal.
我们同学当然起哄了。
So we were in an uproar.
我们说那是木炭，那不是钻石。
And we said that this is a piece of coal, it's not a diamond.
Carbon.
Oh, it's a piece of carbon, not a diamond.
但是我们老师就说。
But our teacher said,
在我们化学的眼光看来，钻石跟这个木炭就是一样的东西。
From the chemistry point of view, the diamond is same as this carbon.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果你没有看到谁是灵，谁所做的是坐在灵，把一些灵的实际带出来的话。
If you do not see that God is spirit and he brings forth spiritual facts,
你看到宝石的时候，你也不大领会宝石那个宝贵在什么地方。
So when you read to here, it says precious stones, then you will not understand how precious it is about precious stones.
因为它可以还原，也回到变成那个碳。
Because it can return to its former form and become carbon.
但是我们都知道虽然他们的组成那个分子是碳
，and we even though we know that what constitute it is carbon，
但是他们的经历却是非常不简单。
But the experiences is not simple。
你不可能在这个地板里面去找到一块宝石的。
And it's impossible for you to find a precious stone on the
floor. 你也不太可能在我们后面的院子里边找到一块宝石的。
Or you cannot find a precious stone in our backyard.
那你要找宝石到什么地方去找呢？
So where can you find precious stones?
虽然不一定是要到深山野岭。
Even though you may not even need have to go to the forest.
但是你总是要跑的，要到一些那个山丘的地方去找。
But you will have to go very far into the woods.
不晓得多少多少年前，一些碳的分子在那里给那个山也好、泥也好、石头也好，就是地壳的那个变动，把它们压在那个底下。
And we don't know how many years it takes for the carbon, the elements, to be buried under the ground and to be covered with lots of.Dirt and rocks.
在那里又黑。
And it's very dark.
又冷。
And it's very cold.
又热。
And also hot.
又有很大的压力在那里压着。
And that's also with great pressure.
长年累月是这样的样子。
And through many, many years.
原来是碳就变成宝石了。
So what's originally is carbon has become precious stone.
弟兄姊妹们，你了解。
And brothers, you understand this.
谁是灵？
God is spirit.
他在那里做一些事情。
And he is doing something here.
他把碳变成宝石。
And he would change the carbon into precious
stone. 我们这些人都不过是碳。
And we are all but carbon.
别以为我们这些人了不起。
Don't think that we are so great.
我们不过是黑黑的一块碳。
We are just like the dark coal or the carbon.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
因着他生命的磨练。
and because of these experiences of life,
他让我们经过 高雅,
that he let us go through
pressure, 让我们经过高温
and high heat,
也让我们经过超低温
and also very low heat or coldness,
而又让我们经过黑暗
and also let us experience darkness,
但是他把我们带过来
but he brings us forth,
我们就从碳变成了宝石
so from carbon we become precious
感谢赞美我们的神
we praise and thank our God
现在神在这里就说到以他的百姓在神把他弃神把他们放弃的那一段日子好像是在那里走过许许多多都不简单不容易的那一种经过
so here God says his people during the period of time when they were sickened they were forsaken by them or by him that they have gone through these difficulties which is hard to bear
但是结果呢
but what was the result
这些经过苦难的神的子民都成了一块一块的宝石
these people of God who have experienced difficulties they have become precious stones
有的是蓝宝石
and some of them are sapphires
哦，那是属天的
Which is heavenly.
有些是红宝石
some of rubies.
那是满了救赎的恩典在其中的
It's due of grace of redemption.
啊，这里就是提到蓝跟红这两个颜色
So here it talked about the blue and the red.
弟兄姊妹你看到
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
许许多多的时候难处是把我们带到一个地步
And very often difficulties will bring us to a point.
成为神所要显明的那个荣耀的器皿的材料
that will become material of God's glorious vessel
而这个弟兄是特别把属天的那种光景显出来
and this brother can especially manifest the heavenly characters
而那一个姊妹特别把救赎的恩典的荣耀和丰富显出来
And this sister can express the grace of redemption is abundant.
前几个礼拜六不前一两个月礼拜六我们下午交通的时候唱了一首诗歌是那个 lady 什么 called power chord.
And a few weeks ago on a Saturday we sung a hymn.
这个是上一个世纪初的时候在爱尔兰的一个姊妹
and it's written by a sister in Ireland about a century ago
啊，认识她的人
and those who know her
啊，是说这个姊妹她活在她整个的生活是那个脚不沾着地的
and those who know her would say that she lived a life that her feet did not touch the ground
怎么会有人有这样的一个感觉
And why would she give such an impression to others?
因为在我们的姊妹子身上把那个属天的性质属天的性情属天的那种美丽都透过她这个躯壳活出来
Because through our sister, through her life, she manifests the character and the nature and the beauty of the heaven.
然后我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God.
在这里我们看到神在那里说出在生命的恩典的造就的里头他把许许多多他名下的人都造成宝石
that here God says that through the building of life that he has made many of his people precious stones
那比上还有好些话
and what's next there are many other words
那我把它最重要的那几个点把它点出来不细细的说了
and I would point out the most important points I would not go into detail
那头一点就是刚才我们所说的那个宝石
the first point was about the precious stones we mentioned
那是什么呢
and what is that
那是享用神生命的美丽
which is to enjoy the beauty of God's life
先去吸收神那个生命的美丽
First is to absorb the beauty of God's life.
然后是发表神生命的美丽。
And then to express the beauty of God's life.
这是刚才我们所交通到的那些话。
And this is the words that we just fellowshipped on.
那另外呢
And then.
我们也看到一件事情。
And we see another matter.
他们被神带到一个地步。 完全的脱离了受控告的那种光景。
They are led by God to a point that they have completely departed from accusation.
连受控告的条件都没有。
And there's not any conditions for them to be accused.
而这里的话是这样说。
And the words here says,
你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训。你的儿女必大享平安，你必因公义得坚立，必远离欺压，不知害怕，你必远离惊吓，惊吓必不临到你。哦，底下一直下去都是说到这个。
And we read verse 13 and 14, and the words follow that.
就是说他们完全远离任何的惊吓。
It says that they are far away from tyranny.
那个惊吓怎么来的？
And where did the tyranny come from?
我们从我们的经历来说，许许多多的惊吓都是从人的控告里来的。
And from our experiences, many of the tyranny, the terror comes from man's accusation.
更进一步是从撒旦的控告那里来的。
And one step further is from the accusation
from Satan. 许多时候我们没有享用到平安。
Very often that we do not enjoy peace.
许多时候我们真巴不得安息在我这个人的身上。能有一点点的显出来。
Many times how we wish that peace can be manifested in us, even a little bit.
但是没有。
But there is none.
连一点点都没有。
Not even a little bit.
就是不得安息。
That we cannot have rest.
弟兄姊妹，我们就要问。
Then we'll ask for instance.
什么事情叫我们失去安息？
What kind of things would cause us to
lose peace? 什么事情让我们失去平安？
And lose rest.
当然我们知道。
And of course we know,
有些时候是我们是具体的环境给我们有点压力。
And sometimes it's our environment is giving us some pressure.
但是光是环境的压力那并不太重要。
But just the pressure from the environment is not very important.
因为如果光是只是环境上的，你咬着牙根撑也撑过去了。
Because if it's only from the environment, you can just try to tough it out and it will pass.
但是最难承受的是什么？
But what's the hardest to bear?
是在一个带着压力的环境的底下，你还在那里受控告。
Which is to be under a stressful environment, and then you are also accused.
而那个控告是在你里边的。
And the accusation is within you.
压力是外面的。
The stress or the pressure is from outward.
但是那个控告是在里边的。
But the accusation is from within.
是你自己控告自己也好。
Whether it's you accusing yourself,
是撒旦控告你自己也好
or Satan accusing you,
那这样的控告是我们最难以承担的。
And accusations like these is the hardest for us to bear.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说在这里。
The Lord says here.
在这一个时候。
During this time,
没有什么可以威胁你的事情发生。
No threats can come upon you.
神特别在这里说出一个事实。
And God made special mention of facts.
一切事物都是我造的。
All are created by me.
连给你压力的那个人都是我造的。
Even the person who's giving you pressure.
如果我不让他在那里有动作。
If I do not allow him to act.
那谁敢给你控告，谁敢给你压力呢？
Who would dare to give you accusation? Who would dare to give you pressure?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神在这里非常非常让他们有把握的知道，他们是完全脱离一切受控告的可能。
That God gives them the very precious assurance to say that they would depart from any accusation.
为什么他们能脱离一切的控告呢？
Why is that they could depart from all accusation?
这就引出第三点了。
It brings forth.
哦，这个重要了。
The third point, which is
very
important.
那第三点是什么呢？
What is the third point?
最末了的那句话。
The very last sentence.
最末了的那句话是什么？
And what is the last sentence?
当人在那里要控告你，要定你罪的时候。
When people are there to accuse you, to condemn you.
他们都不能有任何的动作。
They cannot do anything.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
是他们从神那里得着一个义的赏赐。
That God has given them this gift of righteousness.
一个义的保护。
And the protection of this righteousness.
一个义的保证。
and the guarantee of this righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，这真是太高太高的一个奖赏。
And brothers and sisters, indeed, this is a very great gift.
或者说 不说它是奖赏，这是一个恩典。
Or we should say this is a gift, it's not a reward.
是从神那里得着一个义来做他们的保护和他们的保证。
They have received this righteousness from God as a protection and a guarantee.
那当然在那一个时候。
And of course at that time.
人对这件事情有能认识到一个什么的程度呢？我不知道。
I'm not sure how much would men understand this matter.
但是对我们今天活在新约里头的人，我们就不能不知道。
But for us who live in the New Testament time, we have to understand.
因为这个事情实在是太不得了。
Because indeed it is a great matter.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们从旧约的圣经一直读下来。
And we read the Bible start beginning from the Old Testament.
我们首先看到。
We will first see.
神称人为义的是从谁开始呢？
Who does it begin with when God called man righteous?
有记录的。
What's recorded?
那是从挪亚开始。
It's from Noah.
但是我们读那个记录。
But when we read that record,
我们真知道那个记录是相对的。
We will see this record as contradictory.
是说挪亚跟当代的人来比较，那他是最好的。
Or it's in comparison, saying that Noah among the men of his generation, he's the best.
但是你并不是看见他真的是义。
But you can see that he's not truly righteous.
你看到那里怎么说呢？他说，挪亚在耶和华的眼中是那个世代的义人。
And it says that Noah, in God's eyes, is a righteous man among his generation.
事实上，挪亚也，我们没有看到他怎么特别的义。
And we actually cannot see how special Noah was, how in particular he's righteous.
那从挪亚以后呢？
But after Noah's time,
应该是算到亚伯拉罕。
And it should be Abraham.
因为他信神，神就以此作为他的义。
Because he believed in God, and God counted this as his righteousness.
但是我们仍然看到亚伯拉罕那个义好像很不够扎实的。
But we can see that the righteousness of Abraham is not very firm.
因为他在那一个时候信神。
Because at that time when he believed in God.
但是过了一些日子，一个新的环境，他就信不过来了。
But after a while in a new environment, he could not believe.
那么等到再过的那个日子呢？
And then after a little while more longer.
我们好像没有再看到神称是谁为义。
It seems that we do not see God calling anybody else righteous.
神只是在那里宣告一个事实，义人必因信得生。
And God only proclaims that the righteous will live by faith.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
到了新约的日子。
When it comes to New Testament time.
那也就是我一直在那里强调的五十三章的那个历史。成就了以后
which is what I've been emphasizing is the facts in chapter 53 that have been fulfilled.
我们就看到一个非常扎实的事情在那里。
Then we can see this matter that is very firm.
而这个扎实的事情就是以赛亚在这里所宣告的那一件。
This firm matter is what's proclaimed by Isaiah here.
而神说到，神当时就说到他的子民从他那里得着一个义。
And God said that his people has received a righteousness from him.
但是这个义是怎么一回事呢？
So what is this righteousness?
他们不会懂。
That they will not understand.
他们顶多就是觉得，哎，我们在神面前，神看我们没有过失，神悦纳我们。
The most they could understand was that God looks at us as we do not have any sin.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thanks to our God.
到了新约的时候。
Until the day of the New Testament time,
说得太清楚了。
The words of the Lord were very clear.
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
我们如果还记得哥林多前书第一章末了的那一节经文，
If we still remember what's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 at the very end,
而我们得以在基督里是本乎神，
That we can be in Lord Jesus is because of God.
神又使他成为我们的圣洁、公义、救赎、智慧和救赎。
That who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
这里提到四件事。
Here it mentions about four things.
其中就提到一件事情。
And then here it talks about one matter.
我们有一个公义。
That we have this righteousness.
这个公义是什么呢？
And what is this righteousness?
不是别的什么的东西。
It's not anything else.
也不是我们活出什么的生活的那种光景。
And it's not the lives that we live.
这个义是什么呢？
And what is this righteousness?
是我们的主自己。
It's our Lord himself.
因为这里看得很清楚。
Verses you can see very clearly.
谁是他？
God caused him.
这个他是谁？
And who is this him?
这个他就是我们的主。
This him is our Lord.
使他做什么呢？
And what did God cause him to do?
使他成为我们的义。
He caused him to be our righteousness.
不是我这个人活出义来。
It's not that I can live a righteousness.
不是我这个人制造出一些义来。
It's not that I can create some righteousness.
是我从神手里头接过我的主来做我的义。
Is that I received the Lord from God's hands to become my righteousness.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这是一个非常非常重大的事情。
And this is a very, very great matter.
弟兄们说为什么我们在新约的里边的人说我们信主的人得成为义。
And why do we say that we who are in the New Testament time, we receive the Lord and we can be deemed righteous?
你有勇气，有那个胆量去宣告说我是义人吗？
Do you have the courage to proclaim that you're a righteous person?
如果按照我们人的观念来说，没有一个人有这个勇气和胆量。
If it's according to men, nobody has the courage to proclaim this.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神如今给我们一个保证。
Now God gives us this guarantee.
他说你们都成了义。
God says that you have all become righteous.
不是因为你们自己成为义。
It's not because you have become righteous yourself.
乃是神的儿子成为你的义。
But it's because the Son of God has become, well, your righteousness.
因为神把我们这些人都放在他儿子的里面。
Because God has placed all of us into his Son.
我们都是穿上基督的人。
That we have all worn Christ.
我们都是给基督围绕的人。
That we are surrounded by Christ.
在神的眼中看我们没有看见我们。
And in God's eyes, he does not see us.
因为我们是在基督里。
Because we are in Christ.
他所看见的是基督。
And what he sees is Christ.
所以我们这在基督里的人就在神眼中也就成了义了。
So we who are in Christ has become righteous in God.
我们感谢主的是什么呢？
And what do we thank God for?
因为在以赛亚的日子，神就借着他来宣告，有一天，神要成为人的义。
Because in the days of Isaiah, God proclaimed that one day, that God will become man's righteousness.
而我们读撒加利亚书的时候，我们读到那个大祭司的那个冠冕。
And when we read the book of Zechariah, we read about the crown of the high priest.
那个冠冕上面有一个金牌。
And on the crown, there's a plaque.
那个金牌就说归耶和华为圣。
A gold plaque, it says, holy unto God.
在那里就解说了耶和华是我们的义。
And it explains that God is our righteousness.
但是那个时候53章的经历神的儿子还没有走过。
But at that time, the experience in chapter 53, the Son of God has not.
是就是到了撒加利亚那个时候，好像把事情说的明确了一点。
So during the time of Zechariah, it seems that they have explained it more clear.
但是人还不知道那是怎么回事。
But man still did not know what it was.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
我们被在新约的里边给带到。神的面光的底下。
In the New Testament time, we are brought under God's countenance.
在主的荣光照亮我们的时候，
When God's glory enlightens us,
哎呀，我们看到一件奇妙的事。
Then we see this wonderful thing.
满了恩典的事。
It's full of grace.
神的儿子是我的义。
That the Son of God is our righteousness.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那这个是五十四章里边所提到因着五十三章的那个经历所带出来的那一些结果。
So this is what's mentioned in chapter 54, and because of the experience in chapter 53, the results it brings forth.
那然后一到了五十五章呢？
And then when it comes to chapter 55,
那就更清楚在那里摆开了。
And here is more, even more clear.
什么回事呢？
And what is this matter?
弟兄姊妹，你读下去，字面就已经告诉我们了。
And when you read the letters of the words that it already
explained, 全是恩典。
It's all grace.
全是恩典。
All grace.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But this is the
thing. 你怎么看到它全是恩典？
How would you see that it is all grace?
不需要解释了，你读一下就知道了。
We don't have to explain it. You just can read
it. 你们一切干渴的都当就近水来。
Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters.
没有银钱的也可以来。
And you who have no money, come.
你们都来，买了食吃。
Come buy and eat.
不用银钱，不用价值。也来买酒和奶。
Combine wine and milk without money and without cost.
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？
Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy?
你怎么只要留意听我的话，你就能 吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
And listen to me and eat what is good and your soul will delight in the richest of fare.
弟兄姊妹，你就自己读下去，你就已经读到了。
And brothers and sisters, if you just continue to read on,
每一句话、每一点事情点出来的，都是说到你白白来享用。
Every word and every point tells us that you are here to enjoy it freely.
那白白来享用就是，那就是恩典了。
And to enjoy freely, that is grace.
你享用了，你不用付代价，那就是恩典了。
If you can enjoy without paying a cost, then it is grace.
等到末了的时候，他更清楚地说了。
And at the very end, it says even clearly.
说什么？
And what does it say?
这个就是神应许给大卫的那个恩典。
And this is the promise that God gave David.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
然后弟兄姊妹们，你特别再来注意。
And then, brothers and sisters, take special note of this.
注意什么呢？
And what should we take note of?
到了这一个时候，
When it comes to this time,
神所发表的不是只限于对着犹大或者说以色列。
What God proclaims is not merely just for Judah or Israel.
你非常清楚地看见它是包括全地。
Very clearly you can see he includes the whole earth.
它是包括万民了。
To include all people.
所有的万民从前认识的不认识的。
And all the nations you know not or you do know.
都因着耶和华你的神以色列的圣者因为他已经荣耀你。
And because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神这是用着当时，当然这个时候我们知道是在指着国度的时候，神以色列人所起的那一个祭司的国度的功用。
And of course we know it is talking about the time of kingdom that the Israelites, they are fulfilling the function of a royal priesthood.
那所以神就在那里上人发出呼喊。
So here, God is summoning.
要趁着耶和华可寻找的时候去寻找他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
他相近的时候去求告他。
And call on him while he is near.
底下就说到，不要再留恋那些作恶的事。
And then later on it says that do not linger on those evil ways.
今天下午我在学房的那个祷告室的里边看到好多的弟兄姊妹们因着四川的这两天的那个地震的事情所发出来的帖子。
And that this afternoon in the Academy of Christ in a prayer room that I have seen many messages posted by brothers and sisters because of the earthquake in Sichuan.
感谢神的，在成都那一带的协防的同学和他们所认识的人都平安。
And thank God the students in Chengdu, the area, they're all peaceful.
但是有一件事情，在所有的发出帖子的弟兄姊妹们里面，有一个很重很深的一个感觉。
But there's a deep, a heavy feeling among those students who posted the message.
他们仰望神要怜悯这个世代。
They look to the Lord to have mercy in this generation.
让人不要再向神硬着心。
So that man would not be stubborn against God.
因为特别是他们亲眼看见那种凄惨的那种光景。
Because especially because they have seen this terrible sight themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果从电视新闻上面也能看到一部分。
And versus we can see part of it on the news and in television.
当你看到这些的时候，你没有办法没有感觉的。
And when you see these, you cannot but have feel for them.
当然我们感谢神，因为神借着这许多提醒我们他的日子来近了。
But of course we thank God because through all these, God is reminding us that his days is near.
很多弟兄姊妹们都抓到这一点。
And many brothers and sisters grab hold of this point.
但是还有一点就是。
But that's another point.
求主怜悯这个世代，让更多的人在最后的神的审判没来以前，他们能悔改，转回来，寻找神。
We ask God to have mercy upon this generation, so before He comes, that there will be more who would repent and return to Him.
但是我们看到神的心意，何尝不是如此？
But we can see this is the same way about in God's
heart. 一面他在那里显明，白白来享用这个恩典。
On one hand, He is showing that you should come and enjoy these freely.
一面也在那里提醒人，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候去寻找他。
On the other hand, He is reminding men to seek the Lord while He is near.
过了神怜悯人的那个时间，你再去寻求神，你找不到神了。
And after the time is passed about God giving mercy to men, then you want to seek Him and you cannot find Him.
因为那个时候是神的公义彰显的时候。
Because that's the time when God's righteousness is manifested.
神的审判要执行的时候。
And this is when His judgment is executed.
已经没有再寻找神的机会了。
And there's no more opportunity to seek after God.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神在这里说了一些话。
That God has spoken some words here.
他让人不要看眼见的一切的光景。
That He wants men not to look at what's visible.
要学习转回过来看神自己。
But
说什么，神怎么说。
But would learn to turn around to look at what God is speaking to them.
这里有几句话也是我们很熟悉的。
And here there are some words that we are very familiar with.
我们读下来的时候，我们也就能领会它的意思。
And when we read them, we can understand the meaning.
神在那里呼召人，转回，转回。
Here God is calling men to return.
然后神就在那里说。
And then God said,
我的意念非同你们的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
我的道路非同你们的道路。
Neither are your ways my ways.
天怎么高过地？照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使沙种的有种子，有要吃的有粮。
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish.
神说我口所出的话也一定是这样，却不突然返回。
So it is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty.
要成就他所喜悦的事情。
But will accomplish what he desires.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们的神在这里向我们解开他的心思。
Here God opens up His will to us.
他巴不得所有的人都能听见神的话。
How He wishes all can hear His words.
都能在神面前转回过来。
And all can repent before God.
趁着他还可以寻找的时候寻找他。
And to seek Him while He may be found.
他不会像人的想法那样 不留给人恩典。
He would not be what men think of him, that he would not leave any grace for men.
时间还没有到尽头的时候。
When time is not toward the end yet.
他还是存留恩典。
That he continues to have grace.
因为在他的心思的里面，他要叫他的荣耀丰富，充满全地的。
Because in his heart, he wished to have his glory and abundance to fill the earth.
因为在他的安排的里面。
Because in his plans.
你留意，特别留意底下末了的，就是五十五章末了的那几句几句话。
We'll take special note of the last sentences in chapter 55.
他说你们必欢欢喜喜而出来平平安安的蒙引导。
He says that you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace.
大山小山在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌。
The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
松树长出代替荆棘，番石榴长出代替直理。这就为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。
Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，神在这里向人宣告他要做什么。
My sisters, God here is proclaiming to men what He wished to do.
他要把这个地。
He will make this land.
做成到这样的一个地步
to work in it to a point.
大山小山在你们面前发生歌唱
that the mountains and the hills would burst into song before you.
田野的树木也都拍掌
and all the trees of the field would clap their hands.
弟兄姊妹们，我们睁开眼睛一看
but this is when we open our eyes to see.
我想我们看的就顶多的应该是这些吧
and what the most we could see is this.
虽然在地有很多高楼大厦，很多人的住宅。
Even though on earth there are many skyscrapers and full of men.
但是大概总不能跟大山小山来相比，也不能跟那个树林来相比。
But they cannot compare with the mountains and the hills and the forests and the trees.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他定规要做成一件事情。
That he determined to do one thing.
松树长出代替荆棘。
That the pine trees will take the place of the thorn bush.
番石榴长出代替直理。
And the myrtle instead of briars.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
荆棘、直理，弟兄姊妹一定要知道，会知道。
And thorn bushes and briars, brothers and sisters, you must know.
这是从神的咒诅里头出来的。
They come forth out of God's curse.
在神造这个天地的时候，没有直理，也没有荆棘。
When God created the heaven and earth, there were no thorn bushes or briars.
是当人堕落的时候，因着神咒诅这个地，地就产生了那个荆棘和直理。
It's after man fell that God cursed the earth and thorn bushes and briars came forth.
当然，属灵的含义就是说，你只要在地来活着，你就不可能没有难处。
And in spiritual meaning, it means that as long as you're living on earth, that's impossible for you not to have hardship.
因为到处都是荆棘和直理。
Because it's full of briars and thorn bushes everywhere.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
等到有一天。
Until one day.
神叫松树长出代替荆棘。
God causes pine trees to grow to take the place of thorn bushes.
番石榴长出代替直理
and myrtle will grow instead of the briars.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫做松树，你就知道什么意思。
Brothers, if you know what pine trees are, then you know the meaning.
松树的特点是什么？
What is the characteristic of pine trees?
常青的。
They're evergreen.
就是说生命。
Which is to say life.
是非常的壮丽的。
Which is to say the life is very strong.
哪怕你严冬冰雪下来
Even if it's cold, the cold winters and it snows.
甚至它的松针呢都满了那个积雪
Even though the needle of the pine is full of ice or snow.
你没有办法伤害它
That you cannot harm it.
风一过把那个积雪扫掉了
After the wind blows and all the snow is gone,
它还是那样青绿的在那里发表 他的光华。
Then it is still very green and expresses glory.
番石榴呢？
What about myrtle?
那是说到生命的丰富。
It tells of the abundance of life.
用者知道番石榴。
And brothers, you know myrtles.
很多籽粒的。
It has many grains. It has.
它成熟的时候。
It has many seeds.
连那个籽粒都很好吃。
When it's ripe, even the seeds are very tasty.
生命的丰富。
It's the abundance of life.
用生命的壮丽来代替那个荆棘。
And using the glory and the beauty of life to take the place of thorns.
用生命的丰富来盖过直篱。
And also the abundance of life to cover up the briars.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
全地都满了生命。
The whole earth is full of life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们说了，在旧约的先知，他们往前看的时候，他们不。没有办法看到我们今天那么清楚。
And brothers, we already mentioned the prophets in the Old Testament time, even when they look forward, they could not see what we can see so clearly now.
他们能看到前面有国度。
They could see it in the future, there's the kingdom.
他们也看到前面有新天新地。
And they can see there's a new heaven and new earth ahead of them.
但是国度对他们来说是朦胧的。
But the kingdom is very, it's not very clear to them.
新天新地也是迷蒙的。
And also the new heaven and new earth is also not very clear to them.
不像我们今天在新约里边的人，我们实在有一个恩典，主给我们看得很清楚。
So it's not like us today in the New Testament time that God gives us this grace that we can see it very clearly.
但虽然他们看到朦胧。
But even though it was unclear for them,
很显然你在这里看到一件事他们看见了。
But very clearly here you can see that they saw it.
什么事呢?
And what is this matter?
生命充满整个的国度。
That life fills the whole kingdom.
严格来说应该说是生命充满了整个的新天新地。
Strictly speaking, it is life filling the whole new heaven and new earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读启示录读到最末了的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Revelation to the very end,
你看见神的宝座那里有一道河流出来，叫做生命水的河。
You can see there is a river flowing forth from God's kingdom, which is the river of life.
你又看到那个河的两旁，有一棵树叫做生命树。
And you can see on the side of the river, there's a tree of life.
哦，这一棵树特别了。
And this is a very special tree.
它能盖满了整条河的两边。
It fills the two sides of the river.
果子当然是可以吃了。
And of course you can eat the fruits.
连叶子也是医治万民。
Even the leaves can heal the nations.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
当你到了新天新地的时候
When it comes to the new heaven and new earth,
你真的是看见处处洋溢着生命的荣耀和丰富。
You can see it's filled with the glory and abundance of life everywhere.
以赛亚当时也看见了。
And Isaiah saw it.
虽然他看见没有我们看见那么明确。
Even though what he saw is not as clear as what we can see.But he did see it.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们读以赛亚书的时候
，When we read the book of Isaiah,
我们不能不留意。
We have to see this.
就是在旧约圣灵还没有来。
During the Old Testament time, before the Holy Spirit comes.
那人对神的事情的认识，神如果不向他们打开，他们没有条件去领会。
The matter of God, if God does not reveal it to man, man cannot understand.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our God.
现在圣灵来了。
Now the Holy Spirit comes.
神乐意把他要向人打开的打开了。
That God was willing to open up to man what he wishes to open up.
我们看得清楚了。
Then we can see very clearly.
而弟兄姊妹，你回头来对照一下旧约先知们所看到的。
And brothers, if you compare what the prophets in the Old Testament saw.
就我们没有办法不在神面前伏下来感谢敬拜他。
We could not but to bow down before God to worship and to thank him.
因为我们看到 神这样的一个心意不是偶然出现的。
Because we can see this heart of God is not a coincidence.
叫我们更透彻的领会什么叫做神在创世以前所定规的。
So we can understand more clearly what it means by it is willed before the foundation of the world.
我们感谢主，在旧约的先知的里面，神已经把他的心意上人隐隐约约的来打开。
We thank God that even in the Old Testament time through the prophets, He has hiddenly revealed His heart.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但是末了，我还是要提醒弟兄姊妹记得。
But at the end, I have to remind brothers and sisters to remember
this. 没有五十三章的那一个神儿子的经历，就不可能让人看见五十四章以后的事。
Without the experience of the Son of God in chapter 53, then we would not be able to see what happens in chapter 54 and onward.
因此我们看得很清楚一件事情。
So we can see one matter very clearly.
在旧约，神给人有指望，那个指望的根据是神的儿子。
In the Old Testament, God gave man a hope. This hope is the Son of God.
虽然没有新约那么明确，但是那个根据仍然是神的儿子。
Even though it's not as clear as in the New Testament, but the basis or the foundation is still the Son of God.
那我们今天在新约里边的人更清楚晓得一切的根据神的儿子。
So today we are in the New Testament time, we can understand even more clearly everything is based on the Son of God.
神在创世以前一直沿着他自己的定义来做成这件事。
And before the foundation of the world, that God has continued to work according to His will.
我们感谢他。
We thank Him.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
And we'll end here this evening.
我们一边祷告。
Let's have a prayer.